Wow, that's a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
It's a difficult conversation to have with mom or dad. What to do for their care today and what to do with their care going forward. Well, Garden View Care Center is here to tell you about their assisted living and skilled nursing programs. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Garden View Care Center. Their assisted living offers a real difference. You never have to move again to get the care you need. That's because at Garden View Care Center, the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are always available right there on site at Garden View Care Center. Their nurses, their professionals, the staff, the doctors are all right there. You know them, you trust them. At Garden View Care Center, your loved ones never have to endure the stress of moving and they don't have to get used to new caregivers. Garden View Care Center has three locations. To find out more, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Assisted living suites as well as skilled nursing care from the best. Garden View Care Center or GVCC.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Looking for great gift ideas for the tool lovers on your list? This week at Lowe's, save big when you purchase a Porter Cable 18-volt lithium-ion compact drill driver for just $99. That's a savings of $50. But hurry, supplies won't last long. Plus, now through December 22nd, get free parcel shipping on all Lowe's.com orders of $49 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid 12-8-11 to 12-12-11.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. If you're looking to treat yourself or that special someone to a new Weber grill for Christmas, Schnars is here to help. Our 2012 grills have arrived. Stop by and check out all the colors and features and let Schnars experienced staff assemble a grill for that special someone in your life. So stop by Schnars and warm up your holidays with a new Weber grill. Ho, ho, ho. Come to Schnars, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, and to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Shop REI and get the expert help you need to find the perfect gift for your outdoor adventurer with free shipping with no minimum through December. REI. Find out.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
legs from here to Yaya.
Yeah.
So here to Yaya.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Isn't that where that sisterhood was, Yaya?
Yes.
Yep.
The
Yaya.
Traveling,
yes. Traveling
the jumping pants of the Yaya. What a goofy name. I'm glad not that I'll ever see that movie. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 8th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. That's where I bank. That's where my boys, they're banking. It's where Tina banks, Dan banks, Peon banks, Paul Warner banks.
Tim Weiland.
Of course, Tim Weiland. Paul Warner, of course, the host of the yard sale on Saturday, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. We'll talk to you in a minute or so about why we would love for you to consider banking there. But first,
hey!
Let me introduce you to some people. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not satisfied with your current advisor, right now is the perfect time to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Dalpiez didn't get a chance to talk very much today because we let the listeners do almost all the talking, but I learned a lot listening to those people. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. I'm going to the Blues game tonight. You know who they're playing?
Another team?
Anaheim. The Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Of course, it's fine, Dan.
What are you talking about? No, you did not.
What?
No, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do that.
Oh, he's mad. He says he's going to go downstairs and pour melted
what?
Cheese. Melted cheese over the Pujols statue.
You're not going to do that.
Not with that security guard out
there.
No, you're
not going to do it, okay?
No.
Case closed.
Hebe, keep an eye on him, okay? Don't let him do it. How about Bruce Limprist and the all-boy orchestra?
Yeah. Not doing it. Forget about it. Move it over.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody would have done anything to that statue today.
Well,
I mean,
you should have read the posts on STL today.
A lot of people are a lot tougher behind a computer screen.
Well, that's true. That's why I got to think about the cowardly anonymous postings. Our sponsor today is First Community Credit Union. Now, this is another sponsor that you know would welcome a call from Albert Pujols. Well, let's say you're Glenn Barks, the president of First Community Credit Union, and your secretary says,
"Beep, Mr. Barks, Mr. Pujols on line 3, says he wants to open an account."
Scramble, scramble, pick up the phone. "Hello?" Yeah, and it's Albert Pujols, and he wants to open an account at First Community Credit Union. Christmas, what a great Christmas gift that would be. I don't know. You know what I always think about, too? When really rich people, especially famous rich people, Travolta, Pujols, when they do their taxes, It goes to the IRS. Does somebody in a cubicle get a stack? "Here, go through these." They go, "Whoa. Hey, March, come over here and look at this. These are Travolta's tax returns. Look at this. I got..." Or do they go to, like, a special division?
Oh, they have an accountant, I'm sure. All those celebrities
have an accountant. Yeah, but it still goes to the IRS.
Yeah.
It gets mailed to the IRS. It still goes to the same place ours go. And they don't know when it comes in the mail whose it is. It goes through the whole... But you know... There are some people working at the IRS who know every single every dollar, every intimate detail of these people's financial lives. They do. And you don't think they don't, like, tell their families or something about it?
They handle them with care. I know that. That's a big chunk of tax change right there.
Oh, they want to make sure they get every piece of that income. First Community Credit Union, they're not IRS people. They're not in that business. They're in the business of providing you everything you need from a bank. Most people need these things. They need checking, savings, borrow some money every once in a while, occasionally some traveler's checks, maybe something notarized. What else can you think of that you use your bank for? Well, that's most of what people use a bank for. The rates are very competitive. Whether you're borrowing money or saving money, you're going to be hard-pressed to go anywhere else and find any more competitive rates. I don't know where you're going to go and get better service, because when you go into a bank, they don't work for you. You're a customer. You go into First Community Credit Union, you're a member and one of the owners. FirstCommunity.com. Start there. First Community Credit Union. Where to start? I watched a great movie last night, and I told Peon about it before the show, and I didn't expect it to be great. My wife brings it home, and I looked at the box, and I had that sort of, what's this? Because sometimes... you know, I knew it wasn't a chick flick because of the name. The name of the movie is The Debt, D-E-B-T.
You
ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Great. Would you agree? It's a great movie.
Yeah, it is. And it's surprising that gal that starred in that is the same gal that played the Ditz in The Help.
Yes. She was in The Help as the blonde, ditzy blonde, mm-hmm. Jessica Chastain. This movie is incredible, and if you like suspense and a thriller, not horror type thriller, but espionage type. It's three people who go to capture and kidnap and I'm not giving anything away, you'll know this right away, a guy who is guilty of butchering and doing medical experiments on the Jewish people when they were taken into these camps. And he's a horrific, horrible monster of a person, and they're determined to kidnap him, send him back to Israel for trial. And I thought, well, this is going to be hard to follow, a lot of twists and turns. You have to keep up with, now, who did the guy give the note to, and what's his connection? No, and I'm pretty stupid about following these things, and I could follow it. Terrific movie, The Debt. Just, you know, for what it's worth, something to, when you're looking for a movie and can't think of anything, there's one for you. I also have a Christmas gift idea. And I thought of it this morning when I made myself a cup of coffee. I don't drink a lot of coffee. I drink about a half cup of coffee every 2 or 3 days. But somebody gave us one of these Keurig coffee makers.
Oh, the one at a timers?
Unbelievable. This is the greatest coffee invention since Mr. Coffee.
Why is that? I don't understand. It seems like you pay so much more for the one cup guy than you do for the one that makes like 8 cups.
Well, I don't know, and I don't know what they cost. Ours was a gift, but depending on your budget, this is something to take. And I think they make different sizes, too. They have some smaller ones, but it makes it a cup at a time, and you buy these little Keurig coffee, they look like little Dixie cup things with coffee in them. You pop it in, close the thing, and you have three settings. If you do the lower, it's less water, stronger coffee, medium, or a fuller cup of coffee with the more water and not as strong. It's a tremendous product. So the Keurig coffee maker. Pistols Plus, we would have talked about today if we had an outdoor segment. Until we do, I will just remind you that here's another good place to go for gift ideas. Is and security and safety and sport and all that stuff is Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Highway 54 on the right as you come into town just before Staples, which is on the left. Website pistolsplusguns.net. What else? Oh, I have, I mentioned this before, I have a cordless phone that has this caller ID, but it has voice caller ID. So it'll ring and then it'll say, call from Strauss Dent. Call from Peon. However, you have it loaded in the contact list, it reads it. So when I get a call from the station, it lights up and shows KTRS, and the voice says, call from Kitteris.
From what?
Call from Kitteris.
It says, it tries to say it.
It tries to say KTRS, it comes out Kitteris.
Someone's dirty.
It does sound almost dirty. I really like it when they call. I think Smash, I think to be thrown into a situation where you have to hold down for 3 hours a talk format segment when you're a music, rock music guy, I think you did a pretty decent job.
Yeah.
I think,
thank you, my
that's
man.
That's not an easy thing. Thank you, partner. Thank you. That's not an easy thing to do, to come in and just talk or let other people talk and hold down the fort on the talk format, so I think Smash did an okay job. Sandusky, Jerry Sandusky, hauled out of his house in cuffs, $250,000 cash bond. He's now
already out again.
Out again, back with an ankle bracelet. And I heard today on the news that his wife said that all of these accusers, all of them, are liars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got some advice from Mrs. Sandusky. Sometimes you say things and you end up looking very, very foolish because you speak and what you're saying is based more on emotion or what you want to be the truth. And my advice to her would be, I have known in my life two pedophiles that I actually knew well. And before it was found out that they were pedophiles, everybody around them would have said, not true. Absolutely not true. I know this man. I've known him for years. I went to school with him. I go to church with him. They would have all said that and ended up, and they did end up looking very, very foolish. The people who defended to the death, who flat out called people liars, who said this could be true. Now they look foolish. So, Mrs. Sandusky, I say to you, You're in for, I think, a very big surprise, because when you take a man out of his house in cuffs and you essentially say to the whole world, this is what we think he's done, you better have some real hard evidence, and you can bet they do. They're not about to look that foolish. or be that wrong. This guy is a guy who was beloved, revered, respected. I read an article today that said that they interviewed a couple of his very close friends, friends for like 40 years. It says, well, I never even heard him say a swear word. Well, he might not have said a swear word, but I got to tell you, it looks like he molested a lot of boys. And that kid, that story today where that kid said he was in the basement of Sandusky's house screaming for help while Sandusky was raping him. This kid's 18 now.
And his wife was upstairs.
Wife was upstairs, and he was trying to get her attention by screaming while this guy raped him. She says that kid's a liar.
Mm-hmm. See, well, okay. my opinion of her is she's probably not mentally all there.
Well, first of all, here's a weird marriage. Jerry Sandusky never went to a prom, never went on a date. His closest friends say they don't ever remember this guy ever even having a date. And then he's married. So there's something weird.
Yeah, I'm guessing
there with
mental illness
that's,
with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's a weird marriage. That's a marriage of some kind of convenience, and I guarantee you, no sex.
He was spending a lot of time taking boys here and there, even if he's saying, you know, he's pretty much admitted he's spending a lot of time with boys all the time. And
do they have any kids?
They have a lot of adopted kids.
Adopted kids.
But no
biological kids.
I think she knew something was going on.
Let me tell you something. It's absolutely possible and very possible that she didn't know. I'm telling you right now, the two that I know, and the one guy I knew for years and years and years, and if you had asked his wife, he had three wives, if you'd asked the first two, they would have sworn on a stack of Bibles, they would have defended him to the death and said, this is not true. This man is a minister of music in the Baptist Church, which he was. He was so loved by the young people, especially the young people in the church. And that there's your first tip-off. He spent an enormous amount of time with youth choir and youth camp, and I never thought anything about it. I just thought, wow, that's great. It wasn't great. He's in prison now. And everybody that wanted to defend him, and I have to tell you that when I first heard it, I thought, no, this can't be. But I didn't make a public statement. They're lying. It's not true. Because in the end, he pled guilty, and he admitted it. Now, how do you defend somebody after they say, okay, I did it. You were wrong. And they kept it from you, and I do believe she it's possible for her not to know. What did we talk about before there was Chipotle? I said this a few months ago. I mentioned
the
this.
Restaurant or the
no, no, the whatever Chipotle is. Every restaurant commercial
pepper,
that I hear,
I
it says, "And come in and try our Chipotle, whatever." I never heard of Chipotle 10 years ago. Did we have it, or did we just not know we had it? I don't know. They use a lot of different peppers now.
Habaneros and a lot of different peppers that you never really heard about. They use in spice.
I heard of Truman Chipotle, but that was.
What?
Nothing.
I also have some advice for Gingrich, Newt Gingrich. This is not a political statement. I would have the same advice for anybody of any party. Newt Gingrich, he's done a Pujols. When Pujols, you know, made the mistake, and I'm sure if he could take it back, he would. Well, I want to be able to provide for my family. Pfft, really? He'd probably take that back, as he would. I'm going to be a lifelong cardinal, whatever. Here's what Gingrich said. He was interviewed by the Christian Broadcasting Network. And they asked him about his marital infidelity. As you know, Gingrich is on his third wife. The woman he's married to now was the woman he was having an affair with when he was married to his second wife. So they asked him about that. Here's what he said. He said, well, my marital infidelity is, and here's the quote, partially driven by how passionately I feel about this country.
What?
What? What? He says, I worked too hard, and things happened in my life that weren't appropriate because I was working so hard for my country. Ooh, there's a new one. That's a good one.
Wow.
Yeah, that one's going to follow him around for a while, I think. And then, of course, that's political. We're not going to get into that. Save that. Again, I give the same advice to anybody. Read this morning that, if you want to know why newspapers are in trouble, because we live in an age where there are so many other mediums with instant news, instant access. I picked up this morning's USA Today, and this is a perfect example of how a newspaper, a printed paper, can look so archaic. Headline on the front page of today's USA Today, Pujols in talks with Cardinals and two mystery teams. And by the time it hit the stands, deal's done.
Yeah.
So for 24 hours, you've got a paper that looks already like the news is a week old. And that's what they're up against. They're up against instantaneous headlines on your phone, your computer. Now, the paper's website, obviously, as is the case with the Post-Dispatch, is current, up to date, up to the minute. But that's the problem, one of the biggest problems they face.
Oh, Facebook. I mean, Facebook, probably more than any other news site on the Internet, it's the fastest way to find out any important news.
Yeah, that and the tweets.
Those and are, Twitter,
those
yeah.
Instant, too. This is really interesting, too. For all the talk about texting when you're driving and talking when you're driving and how dangerous the driving has become over the last few years, check this out. The Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, is urging Congress to enact a national law against texting and holding a phone when you're driving. It's a state-by-state thing now, saying this is so vital and so important. And then I read you this statistic. Now, we've been texting and driving and eating cheeseburgers and putting CDs in and out and changing whatever.
Smoking cigarettes.
Smoking for years. The numbers just came out today for traffic fatalities in the year 2010. Obviously, 11's not over yet. Get this. In 2010, there were fewer traffic fatalities than any year since 1949. I rest my case.
Our cars safer and people are buckling up.
Yeah, but if this were such a huge issue and I still say I have had two accidents. One because I dropped a milkshake or cheeseburger and I went down to try to save it before it hit and boom, hit somebody. I had another one because I was looking over in the seat next to me, flipping through some paperwork trying to find something. Well, I wasn't texting, I wasn't talking on the phone. I maintain they're far... Here, look at what's on the dash of a car now. I think a navigation screen is as distracting as anything. I can talk on the phone and look right out the window and look at what I'm doing and pay attention to my driving, but I can't touch screen navigate or run through cuts on a CD or change CDs without looking down at the dash what I'm doing. To me, that's... But we've never had anybody trying to pass a law against changing CDs in the CD player while you're driving, so I don't know. Make what you will out of it, but the lowest number of fatalities since 1949, there were 32,885 fatalities in 2010. In the United States of America. Ladies, get in here, please. What did you think I was talking about? Sweden?
No.
No, of course it's the United States. He's the Secretary of Transportation here in the United States of America. He wouldn't have numbers on another country. All right, this is a story about two young people who work in a Chinese restaurant. Young boy, young girl. They are the most valuable employees to the owner of the Chinese restaurant because they live, eat, sleep, and breathe this Chinese restaurant. They come in early, they leave late. Every customer who's been in this Chinese restaurant more than once, they know by name. They know every menu item by number. You call out a number of any menu, boom, they know what it is. These kids are unbelievable, but they have no other life, no social life. It's all about the Chinese restaurant. They don't date. He's 22. She's 21. They don't date. They don't socialize. They work. They go home. They go back to work. They go home. They go back to work. But one day, this young boy working at the Chinese restaurant takes time to take a good look at this young Chinese girl and realizes for the first time she's hot. She's really hot. She's cute. So he starts to talk to her, and she starts to talk to him. They're still dedicated to the Chinese restaurant. That doesn't change. They're hard workers. And weeks go by, and all they do is now talk at work. And then finally, he gets up the courage and decides to take the time to ask her out after work. So they leave the Chinese restaurant, and they actually go out. And where do they go? Another Chinese restaurant. I mean, this is all they know. They get closer and they get closer and they fall in love. Working together 7 days a week at the Chinese restaurant. knowing every end. Their goal is to one day maybe buy the owner out. And sure enough, they fall in love and get engaged. He asks her to marry him. He doesn't have money for a ring. He takes the fortune paper out of a fortune cookie and rolls it into a band and gives her that. It's all about the Chinese restaurant. That's what brought them together. That's what keeps them together every day. Now they're engaged. Honeymoon night. She comes out of the bathroom, sits on the bed, and he says, "Rook, I know you are not experienced. I know you not been with other men. I know you have not had time to spend a lot of time with me on romance. I know you're nervous, scared. I understand. I want to be gentle. I want to be accommodating. I want this to be most wonderful night of your life." She says, "Well, I appreciate that." He said, "What you want? What you want in bed? You tell me what you want, what you're comfortable with. That's what I do. That's what I give you in bed. You just tell me what you want. You name it." She said, "Well, I think I would like number 69. He said, "Number 69? You want beef and broccoli?"
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. Boy, we've got a mess out here on the highways. And the big one is now on southbound 55 at Richardson Road. The highway is completely shut down due to an accident with injuries and also a fuel spill. And that had traffic backed up a little bit south of Butler Hill Road. Now, you may want to get off at Butler Hill and take 61, 67, or take Merrimack Bottom and get off and make your way over to Lehme Ferry to 61, 67 and try to bail out there. Now, if you're on southbound 170, it's bumper to bumper from about Midland down through Highway 40. Southbound 270 is jammed, Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, you're slow between 170 and Cypress. They were still working with that accident. They have moved it off to the right shoulder, though, on westbound 70 at 5th Street. So you're heavy from the Blanchette Bridge through there and then 370 out through T.R. Hughes. And hockey traffic coming in. And we've got eastbound 4064 jamming up from Clarkson up through Mason. You're slow again from Clayton Warson to Big Bend. This traffic report brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside, so come into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more coats and more brands than Burlington Coat Factory. Brag about it. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Go to ktrs.com/cardinals to register for the daily prize. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a World Champion 5-game package valued at close to $300 from the St. Louis Cardinals. The 12 Days of Christmas, brought to you by the Big 550 KTRS.
For some, maybe even you, the holidays are a very difficult time. The stress associated with the season can become overwhelming. Stress triggers addiction, and the temptation becomes hard to overcome. Maybe it's a friend or a loved one that's trapped by drug or alcohol addiction. Whatever the case, there's an answer. ARCA. Assistant Recovery Centers of America offers distinctively different patient treatment. ARCA treats their patients with special anti-craving medications that instantly and completely block the urge to drink or use drugs. There are no side effects and no withdrawal symptoms. Plus, ARCA's flexible outpatient counseling program will enable you or your loved one to maintain confidentiality without disrupting work or family life. Call ARCA right now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Or visit online at arcamidwest.com. Miracles happen every day. Discover yours at ARCA.
ARCA now offers the only same-day teen and adolescence detox program in the area. Call 314-645-6840 for more details.
In today's economy, we're all watching every penny. And yet, utility companies have tried to hike electric bills.
When I heard our electric company was planning to raise our utility bills, I felt helpless. My income wasn't growing, and I knew it would be pointless to pick a fight with a major company on my own.
Fortunately, AARP, the largest consumer advocate in the country, brought together members to fight back, and as a result, helped save Missouri residents nearly $225 million.
AARP provided information that gave me the confidence to speak up. Other ratepayers and I attended regular utility rate meetings in our town to voice our concern. It made me feel as though I did have some control and ended up making a huge difference.
With a resource like AARP, voices can be heard, allowing Missourians to take action on the pocketbook issues that affect everyone. Visit aarp.org/mo. AARP Missouri, the power to make it better.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Is that what I think it is?
Well, what do you think it is?
It's our roof.
It is?
It's leaking. Look at the ceiling.
Oh, no. I knew we should have had our roof checked out after all the storms this year, but I didn't see any damage when I looked up there. And I'm not really sure what I was looking at anyway.
Ugh.
Now is the time to act before winter weather sets in. Let the pros at FM Roofing Exteriors give you its written 14-point roof inspection for just $69. They'll come out and do a full inspection to make sure you're safe this winter. And if they find any damage, they can make the repairs before it costs you a whole new roof and maybe even bigger problems. FM Roofing and Exteriors will get to you quickly. FM Roofing serves St. Louis and Illinois, and they are local. Need help fast?
Yeah, like right now.
Yeah!
Go to FMRoofingExteriors.com or call 314-632-6723. That's 314-632-6723.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
In 1995, Lacefield Music opened its first store in South County Center. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music, and our goal then and today is to provide a place where anyone, regardless of age or experience, could learn to play the piano. Since then, we have fulfilled that dream for thousands of people in our South County, St. Charles, and Shiloh, Illinois locations. For the past 3 years, Lacefield Music has opened a temporary store in Chesterfield Mall for the holidays. But every year, people ask us why we don't have a full-time store in the Chesterfield market. So we have decided to change all that. Once again, we will open a holiday store in Chesterfield Mall for November and December, but in February, we will open our first full-time Lacefield Music location in Chesterfield Mall. Remember, when you buy a piano from Lacefield Music, you will receive free, unlimited adult piano classes. Lacefield Music is a locally owned family business with locations in your neighborhood. Visit us in South County, St. Charles, Shiloh, Illinois, and now in Chesterfield Mall. Online at lacefieldmusic.com.
Wouldn't it be great to play on somebody else's money? Well, Happy New Year! At Casino Queen, 12 people every hour from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. will win up to $24,000 in Royal Free Play on New Year's Eve. Bring in the new year and get in on the action at Casino Queen. Win Royal Free Play and play on us for the entire year of 2012.
Casino Queen!
See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Find out what's hot and happening this Sunday night.
It's the Dennis George Show with Matt Connor
and Julia Eschen.
9 p.m. Sundays here on the big 550 KTRS. Online, KTRS.com.
Don't miss Kohl's biggest Christmas sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
Well, before long, Mr. Evans will be able to jump in the car, drive a couple hours down the road, and go watch Albert play.
Yep.
Yeah. Check in with him. Him would be Mike Evans, and he is brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. We'll talk more about them later and give you two reasons, aside from, you know, going in the showroom just to see some spectacular examples of kitchen and bath remodeling, two more reasons you may want to stop in their showroom on Manchester. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Give it up for Mike Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Come on now.
He's yours. He's all yours. Albert, he's all yours.
How about that? $250 million.
Yeah.
Are people in St. Louis mad about that?
Oh, my goodness.
To say the least. Yeah. Yeah.
Like they've been stabbed in the back? Or...
Yeah, that's, yeah. There's a lot
I think
of that.
The smarter fans know that spending that much money just wouldn't have been.
Yeah, once they have time to really think it through, they'll calm down.
Well, you know, with him leaving and with your manager leaving, it's almost like a rebuilding period or something. Holiday is going to be gone.
It'll be interesting.
They'll sign a couple people, I think. Yeah.
I hope so. Well, they got some money now.
Yeah.
Hey, pop quiz question. Check it out. Name the name of the actress that spends more time in church than any of the other actresses that I know of. Is it Reese Witherspoon? Renee Zellweger?
No.
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah. Buttocks.
Answer in just a minute. I just got a lot of odds and ends today, sort of get caught up. We got a couple television nuggets for you. Marg Helenberger.
Oh, I don't know.
No? CSI.
I don't know
who that is. She's hot.
I don't know.
CSI.
No, she is.
Yeah, she's on CSI, the main CSI, the boss lady. She is leaving the show. Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, yeah.
Is taking her place. And now that they have Ted Danson on the show, I think that really is a really good move for them. Jeff Probst, the host of Survivor. Jeff Probst has already been bought in 22 of the top 25 markets for his own television talk show, which is coming next fall. It's a summer replacement. It's coming next summer. Ted is incredible for a new show to clear in 22 of the top 25 markets. That is really big. Ryan Seacrest, the word is talking to NBC about taking over for Matt Lauer on the Today Show. I don't think that's going to happen. I know people that work for Ryan. I know his partner in Ryan Seacrest Productions. They're producing movies and television shows. He loves Southern California. Although he was raised on the East Coast, yeah, I don't know that he would leave L.A. Would have to go to New York to do the Today Show. And they would also, I hear they wanted to sign like a 10-year contract. I don't think he's going to do that.
All right, first of all, is it for sure that Matt's leaving?
Yeah, Matt's leaving.
Okay.
I think it would tie Seacrest down too much.
If they're offering a job to Ryan Seacrest, I guess Matt's leaving.
He'd have to get up at the crack of dawn.
Huh.
Well, yeah, but he gets up that early doing his morning show in Los Angeles.
Well, they get up before dawn, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Is that the dawn from Gilligan's Island?
Tony Orlando.
Don Wells.
Thank you. We'll be here all week. I don't know. Ryan Seacrest is good at what he does, but he's good as a host handing off to whoever is going to perform. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't see him in that role either, but we'll see.
A couple of movie notes. Movies, The Lone Ranger, I told you about a month ago that it was being canceled, but I said it was going to be made. Now it is going to be made for sure. It's going to start production on February 6th. A couple of movies that are going to be going to Broadway. One is, it's just so ridiculous, but it was confirmed today. Rocky is going to be made into a Broadway play, and it'll be a musical.
A musical?
It'll either be great or horrible.
Oh, I think
it'll be Adrian, I see you.
I just can't imagine that show actually becoming, that movie becoming a Broadway musical. Do you remember the movie Once? Did you see that, a little independent film?
Once?
Once.
No.
It had a really great soundtrack. In fact, a few years ago when this movie came out, it won the Best Song of the Year. It's going to be made into a Broadway play as well.
Hey, I saw a movie last night. You got to go get it. You and Cheryl watch it if you haven't seen it. The Debt. Have you seen this? The Debt, D-E-B-T.
I think we have. Tell me about it.
It had Helen Mirren in it, and when she was older.
They go to kidnap a guy who was a butcher. He experimented on the Jewish people during the... And then they're going to bring him back to Israel for trial, and it's really good.
It starts off when they were young?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really good.
That is a great movie.
Yeah. It's so much better. I had no idea.
Now? I saw that a long time ago.
Yeah, but it's just now on DVD. We rented it last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a good movie. Gary Sinise. I love that guy. You know, he's just the nicest guy in the world. He's going to be here doing a free concert here in Dallas for 1,700 kids, and he's flipping a part of this bill himself. These are kids that have lost one of their parents in the Iraq or Afghanistan war. Flying them, bringing them into Dallas, and there's going to be a rodeo for them, and there's going to be a show at the American Airlines Arena, and Gary Sinise is a big part of it, which I think is very, very
cool.
Yeah,
he's a huge patriot, Gary Sinise.
Great.
Yeah.
Herman Cain, accuser. Her name, well, the main accuser said she had an ongoing affair with Herman Cain. Right. She says her new best friend is Gloria Allred.
Of course.
I think it probably has something to do with something. Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm.
Oh, come on. Ellen.
She's cute.
Yeah. Exactly. But she is darling. Ellen DeGeneres has just opened a vegetarian restaurant in Los Angeles, and she is also starting in March.
Did you say vegetarian or vegetarian?
Yeah. Spicy tuna roll?
A vegetarian dog and cat food.
You know,
I think there's a line there, too, isn't there?
That would be funny if it was just tacos and tuna rolls. That would be funny. Fish tacos.
I love it.
Pigs in a blanket without the pig.
Yeah, just the blanket.
Hey, I saw some rushes. Somebody sent me from the studio from Paramount. And I got to tell you, the Three Stooges movie, which is going to be released April 1st, looks hilarious. The three guys, they're not Sean Penn and Del Toro and the big names. That are playing the Three Stooges, but it starts off with them being dropped off at a Catholic orphanage when they're just little babies, and they already look like Moe and Larry.
That's hilarious.
And then they show them growing up in the Catholic orphanage, and then they get involved in they witness a murder, and then they get a reality show. And I'll tell you what, the rushes that I saw. I mean, I was rolling. They were so funny. I think this is going to be a huge movie, The Three Stooges.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's going to be good. And finally, I don't want to take up all your time.
I got another item for Ellen's vegetarian restaurant. You take some rabbits and cook them up and put some crust around them. Hair pie. Little hair, H-A-R-E, hair pie. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Doing in the segment.
Reese Witherspoon, Renee Zellweger, Sandra Bullock, which one spends more time at church than any other actress in Hollywood?
Tina.
I'm going with Sandy.
I'm going Reese.
Sandra Bullock.
Reese.
Answers Reese Witherspoon. Come on.
Idiots.
Mike Evans Live Hollywood.
Idiots.
Dallas, Texas.
You know what I based that on?
No.
She's got that southern accent, and a lot of times the southern people, they do Wednesday night, Sunday night revivals. So I just figured from there, probably some Baptist thing going on there. And as usual, I was right. I've never missed one yet. Mike Evans from Southern California, new home of Albert Pujols, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Let's talk about them for a second, Thompson Price. In addition to going to see great examples of what you can do when you remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, your home entertainment room, here are two other reasons to go by the showroom. Squeegees and Tool Belt Team gift certificates. The only way you can get a Tool Belt Team gift certificate is to go on the toolbeltteam.com, the website, get the phone number, call them, and they'll send them to you. Or you go by the Thompson Price showroom. It's on Manchester, about a mile east of 270, on the north side next to McAllister's Deli. If you're even anywhere near there, stop in, grab a couple of gift certificates, and get yourself one or two or three or ten of those squeegees. I know that doesn't sound like an exciting thing, but wait till you see them. Nickel or chrome, rather, or brushed nickel. They're beautiful. They're $25. Not for you. Your AM and the PM, $15 for you. Sold out of them last year, bought a whole lot more this year, so knock yourself out. Great, great gift idea. And, of course, a terrific company when the time comes, and if the time is now, then you go to ThompsonPrice.com. When you're ready to do it right, remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, your home entertainment room. They did our kitchen and all our bathrooms many, many years ago, and, buddy, have they held up well. They still look great. If you're going to do it right. ThompsonPrice.com.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic. Timothy?
Hey, thanks a lot, Tina. Well, the good news is they've cleared that accident on southbound 55 at Richardson Road. All lanes are now open, but the bad news is now that you've got a stalled vehicle blocking the left center lane just before Richardson Road, and still got a backup, though, that goes back midway between Butler Hill and Merrimack Bottom. Southbound 270, that's still stop and go between Dorset and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, haven't really mentioned too much about it because there haven't really been any problems there. Looking just a little heavy between 170 and New Florissant. Westbound 70, still a little slow down right about the airport. And then you're slow again from Mid River Small Drive out through T.R. Hughes. And eastbound 4064, that's where you've got the problem. Hockey traffic coming in, and it's slow from Clarkson up to Mason. Heavy again from Clayton Morrison in pockets up to Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by Westport Plaza. Santa Claus is coming to Westport Plaza this Saturday. Get your free picture with Santa. Cookies, balloon characters, face painting, and music. Visit westportstl.com for more info. Ho, ho, ho. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and